Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to keep me making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one is a woman that says, when she was 3 years old, she threw a rock at a U.S. soldier, and in exchange, he threw back a grenade. If that had happened, she would have lost her life. But if anything, women in Iraq and Afghanistan were free to get an edumacation during U.S. occupation. Lady, what did you expect him to throw you? A Barbie doll, perhaps? But seriously, her parents suck because who teaches their kids to throw rocks at soldiers? This is kind of like that old meme, boys are stupid, throw rocks at them. Unless, of course, they throw grenades back. Moving on, we have a single mother of four looking for a long-term relationship with a black man. She's also never been married. She's probably burned the coal four times and is now looking for more. To me, she looks like a dude. I guess she's a chain smoker having to deal with the stress of four children. She's looking for a black man, but I think that black men have already suffered more than enough. Looks like her menopause mustache is coming in nicely along with her bushy brows. Number three, we have Caleb, and he's probably getting contacted by 25-year-old single mothers that are looking for someone to take care of their kids financially after a loser busted a nut in them. He's 6 feet tall, has his own house, two vehicles, and makes over $75,000 a year. He says the only thing women contacting him online bring to the table is somebody else's kids. The problem is that someone on Tinder will probably report him and he'll lose his account for a message like this. Up next, German prosecutor is hunting down a blogger because he's accused of calling Ricarda Lang, head of the German Green Party, fats. The blogger's bank account has now been blocked, pointing out reality now gets you thrown out of the banking system. Bitcoin fixes this, and stuff like this makes me think a new version of Mr. Mustache may come to power in Germany if this continues. The blogger also forgot to mention that she's also ugly. Remember, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it'll actually hate those that speak it, according to George Orwell. Number five is a woman saying that when she was 8 years old, she falsely accused the man of touching her in the park, and then he was arrested. The reason she did that is because she's an attention seeker. I guess now we all know why God created hell. Yet women wonder why men are increasingly avoiding talking to women in general or being seen in public with them. Moving on, apparently a lot of women are searching for ultraviolet corn out there. The idea is that they're looking for content where men force them to do things against their will, but only if the man is attractive, don't you know? Then they'll fantasize about it and enjoy it quite extremely. Back in the day, men used to put women in their place physically, and it was accepted. Today, however, if you do that, they could use it against you in a court. Many women want to be used and treated poorly, yet feminism punishes men for doing what many women want. Number seven, we have Kris Jenner. She says she never paid a bill while married to Robert Kardashian. Someone named Not One of Them says she still cheated. So what did we learn? I think that O.J. Simpson is actually Kim Kardashian's real dad. Also that she passed all the hoe traits onto her daughters. But most importantly, never pay for a woman's bills or they'll hate you for doing so and get angry enough to betray you. Up next is not a Scooby-Doo mystery that while Jordan Peterson was incapacitated a couple years ago, that Michaela Peterson, his daughter, was posting on Twitter for him while he was in that drug-induced coma. We also know that Andrew Tate is her kind of man. What kind of woman flies out to Romania to meet a strange man that she's never met before? Peterson created a single mother, yet he tells guys how to clean up their rooms. He shouldn't lecture anyone until he gets his own house in order. Number nine, we have the former Babe Watch beauty that jumped out of the Under Siege cake. At least she still looks better than Steven Seagal. Looks like she's ready to settle down, covered in tattoos, looking like a crumpled up pile of newspapers. Looks like she ended up finding that tattoo parlor next to the donut shop. She also probably started gaining weight after she ate the cake she jumped out of on Under Siege. She looked decent up until only 10 years ago. Number 10, it looks like someone downloaded the wrong Star Wars movie, but it's better than the recent sequel trilogy. Where can I get this video for a friend? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Just wait until you see where she put Hans's hairy Wookiee. Moving on, we have a feminist woman on the left and a trad woman on the right. The trad one is grateful for her big, beautiful family, while the modern woman wonders why her child, received in a one-night stand, doesn't visit her anymore. She doesn't even know who the father is. Notice how neither of them reference the husband. But we all know that the modern woman is going to feel the pain a lot sooner than 60 years from now, when her eggs get old and the cats keep her company. Number 12, Gemma here sees herself becoming the first female James Bond. More like the first female that James Bond has rejected in a James Bond movie. If she did become 007, the film should be called Jane Bombs, because you know the movie will. I think she's better on something like The View. But still, I'd like to see her do a Tom Cruise-style running scene as the next James Blob. Up next is a woman that was sentenced to a year in prison in Dubai for touching an airport security guard's arm. Take a guess as to what this college student was doing in Dubai. More like who was doing her as a porta potty. Laws like this need to be brought to the United States because their BS shouldn't be allowed there anymore. Number 14 is Jessica saying that men who don't wear jackets in cold weather are doing it because they're intimidating women by making them feel like lesser beings. Your average land whale these days, with an additional 100 pounds of blubber, could easily not wear a jacket and still stay warm. This proves that nothing is outside women's ability to complain. Moving on, Barbie tells Ken that women's intuition is never wrong. He says that there are way too many single mothers for that to actually be true. It makes me wonder if they intentionally made that film to be great for memes. Single mothers are always getting pregnant by criminals and scum. Also, for a generation of women that can't find a good man, they sure are pregnant a lot. Number 16, apparently abortion builds new futures. Yes, ones where civilization crashes like the Mouse Utopia experiment. But seriously, how often do female couples need to get abortions? This is just plain weird and doesn't make sense, unless one of those so-called females is a male in disguise. Maybe they're also using the unborn as fetus fertilizer. I guess it now makes sense to end your baby to grow some flowers. Up next, it's always spoken that whites are colonizers in Africa. Yet in London these days, there are more black people living there than white people living in all of Africa, excluding South Africa. Looks to me like Africa is in some dire need of diversification. But I don't really believe this considering how many whites there are in Northern Africa. Am I wrong? Let me know in the comments section. Number 18 is a prize of a woman ready to date you. She's been arrested 26 times, has 6 kids, and she says you won't see her friends ever again because she's got trust issues, and she's your new best friend, and will need full access for your phone. This is most likely a joke. Remember, her ex also lives in the guest room, but he'll cook for you. I guess this is what it's like when a single mom invites you to be part of her life. Moving on are a granddaughter, mother, and daughter saying that they're so fit that people can't actually tell them apart. Well, I can. And if people can't, then they must be blind. Either that or they're lying so they don't hurt these women's feelings. Also looks to me like they've all been tanning, getting fake gazungas, and having lip fillers. Even a blind man can tell the difference between these three. Up next is a 5-year-old girl left in tears after she was fined £150 for setting up a lemonade stand in London. I guess this is what happens now when you try to avoid becoming a wage slave. The state comes down on you and smashes your hopes and dreams. She should have covered her face with dirt and begged for money on the streets. She probably would have made much more and the state would have left her and other homeless people alone. If her skin was also dark, she probably would have been considered a national hero. Number 21 is a woman saying that after she told her now ex that she went through his phone, he got up and said, "I guess we're done," and left her. What makes women think they can violate a man's privacy and expect him to not leave or push back against this? Maybe she was testing him to see how much he loved her and how much BS he was willing to tolerate. Looks like in this case it wasn't very much at all. Moving on, we have a Bulgarian man that stole 400 love dolls in his country and caused a forest fire by trying to burn all of them. If it's that bad in Bulgaria, then it's really bad all over the world. This is probably the same type of simp that blocks guys from hitting on gals in nightclubs. I'm surprised female-owned group preference didn't kick in, and the women now wanted him on trial for 400 counts of attempted murder on love dolls. Number 23 is a prego on Tinder saying that soon you, the guy dating her, won't just be with her and having to put up with her, but also with a mini-me version of her as well. She's basically saying that she knows her own worth and that only high-value men need apply to be with her. In the past, something like this would have brought on woman shame, but today just brings out the simps. She's probably dating now because she's afraid that no one will want her once they see the kid's complexion. The tattoos are a red flag, and even her dress looks like a literal red flag. She's skewered, stewed, and tattooed. Up next, which way, young man? Western women or Thai women? There's no winning in this case. Most men with self-respect would rather die than having to make this choice. But some guys' wieners are confused because of the ladyboys, but just remember that these days, there are traps everywhere. Number 25 in this video's last one is Amber Turd, being banned from attending any and all Aquacrap 2 red carpet premieres. She'll probably end up crashing the party and crap on the red carpet too. I think she should have played the villain in this, called the Turtler. I guess that when you shit the bed, you miss the carpets. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it in the algorithm, and so the new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to expand it to more than 2 days a week, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and I'll occasionally make a third video like this each week. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.